It's your cousins. We're here again for Cousin Time Podcast. Cousin, say something to the people.
Hey, what's up, people?
So, you know how things go around here. Cousin, how was your week? How's been life now that you know have another job?
Oppressed and time. Mm-hmm. But I just talked to somebody and had them add another day. We could do. There's been times where people added more days or months to the year. I think because you know, I think they said we started out with 10 months.
And then where does the two come from?
I heard that Julius Caesar put July and August there.
Selfish bastard, jackass.
Augustus. Julius.
So I just read this question because it said, "Is who the hell recorded time at the beginning of time, and how did they know what time it was?"
I don't even think time was recorded.
No, like it had to, like somebody had to put it in place for it to be available now. So how did you know what time it was when you created time?
Maybe they started like tomorrow. We're gonna start the clock.
Abortion.
We're gonna start the clock. But you know, they used this. You know, I wasn't there. But I think they used the sun and then they used a sundial.
Okay, who put the number? Who
I don't know who
made that shit. What I'm saying is like, okay, yeah, you can gauge by sun and say, okay, when the sun is high in the sky, you know that's the top. That's the brightest part of the day. Okay, we get that. But what I'm saying is like, okay. Whoever created the sundial, how did they know? Well, who told them that what they put on there was right?
I'm like, well, who created the hour to say that this is an hour?
Right.
And this means
how the hell we don't know? Because right now the time is 4:40 p.m. How the hell we don't know it's got damn spaghetti outside?
I don't know, cousin. That's just the quote.
Sheep.
That's exactly what it is.
Sheep. We just listen. Didn't nobody ask no goddamn question.
Let me tell you something. Because a couple of the gentlemen I work with overnight was like, he said, I was asking him about, you know, how it was working overnight. And he was like, this ain't shit. The only thing is, my nighttime is your
daytime.
Yeah. So, like, when I go home and treat my, like, I go home in the morning, I have me a drink or whatever like that, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop, and then I do my thing and go to bed like you would, like, getting in the evening. So,
that's how we know. The time is subjective.
The time,
And
the only thing that you used to the day being light and the night being dark.
Right. Unless you live in Alaska. And then they had like 90 days a night.
That's a lot of nighttime.
It is not nighttime. Then be careful that the vampires didn't come get them. I pray for our Alaskan counterparts. But my week was cool. Work been trash because the schedule's all lame. But you know, it is what it is. Hopefully this year, getting some new business things going on. And I'm going to make some money. We about to be rich, y'all. Don't ask me for no money.
You can ask me for a little bit.
Ask cousin for his money. Don't ask me for mine. I get a charity. So if I don't give you none, then
you're not
a
charity.
Oh my goodness. Yes, cousin.
Today we're smoking.
Yes, we haven't had a strain of the week.
Today we're smoking. What is this? Orange push pop.
Orange push pop. Nice. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin, have you had it before?
Yeah, we had it. We've had a lot. We've had a lot.
I know. I don't remember this.
We haven't had it in the podcast.
Okay. I'm sorry, y'all. We do a lot of weed. I don't be remembering
we
stuff.
We haven't shared it with y'all.
Cousin, it's going to be us. We looking at YouTube's playing in the background, and it's these couple of people who look like they're also recording a podcast, and this girl on here. I like this black, gray, and green jogging set she got on. She's looking very like, you know, like 90s, like New York vibes. I like it. I fucks with it.
It's because you wear, that's where you're from.
I fucks with that. But, yeah, so it's cold as fuck here, y'all. But winter's coming. If you didn't know, that's code word for the cousins' birthdays are fastly approaching.
Fastly.
Starting with me first, because it is the age of Aquarius, and it's Aquarius season.
The age of Aquarius is scary.
It's good. It's good. Y'all need to be scared. That means a whole bunch of shit finna change. Y'all finna change. The world itself is finna change. And as long as you on the right side of it, then you good.
That's the question.
Right. That is the question. What have you done and put out in the universe that you expect to get back? Have you been doing good? Have you been doing all right? Have you been doing some fucked up shit to people? Well, that fucked up shit might just come back to your ass this year. And if you don't believe me, just ask the people in your life, how's that year been going so far? Has everything been good? Has everything been like so-so? Or did they have some real fucked up shit happen to them? And while that might be, you know, bad, you gotta think about what you done put out and what you gonna get back, cause you can't expect to do fucked up shit then and expect to be treated like you supposed to get blessings. That's not how it works. So that is age of Aquarius, and we have a new moon coming this week, so do your manifestations and all that stuff.
Cousin, where can I get some crystals? What kind of crystals do I need?
Cousin, what do you want? Like what are you? Okay, you want crystals, but what is it that you want them for? Do you want protection? Do you want success, wealth, discipline?
Can I get all of the crystals?
We can. I'll look them up for you. I know a website. We can get you some. We can get you some
bracelet with all of them crystals.
Okay, cousin. We can get you some. We can get you some crystals.
Jim, get you some crystals.
All right. Yes. All right, and I think that's it for the ketchup. It was, you know, slight tangents here and there, but
yeah, but that's what you check in for.
Yep. So.
Going into the game, you know, the Chiefs is going to be the Chiefs and the Patriots. I mean, the
Buccaneers, not Broncos, because I kept saying fucking Broncos yesterday and kept fucking yeah, but the Super Bowl will be the Chiefs and the Buccaneers. Yeah. My homie, Patrick. I need this. I need you to win. Because Tom Brady, old punk ass, don't deserve it. If you are a Tom Brady fan, I'm so sorry. Kiss my ass.
I've not been impressed with this last season. This. I feel like he should have got out when he won that Super Bowl.
I agree. When they said that he's going to the Buccaneers, I said, you doing what? You not going home, nigga?
For what?
I guess if you know you can win it, then
let me for the love of the game. Mm-hmm. I guess you stay.
Yeah.
I don't think if somebody was like, bro, you getting too old to do this, it's like, nah, man, I can still do it.
Right.
You ain't gonna do it here, but I'm gonna go somewhere.
Right. That's pretty much what it was. It's like. It's like, you
but
know,
then for that same thing, I be like, y'all got rid of what's that boy name? Tom Brady, Cam Newton. It was so much potential.
So much, and I don't know.
He need to cut the dreads off.
That's what he needs to do. Look crazy. He
can't wear his helmet right. I ain't see that nigga do a Superman pose the whole season.
Man, I thought Cam Newton was finna go to the Patriots.
And
ball the fuck out. And I watched the game and I said, I thought this was Cam Newton, not Jay Cutler. No. Like, what did y'all do?
I mean, I got so mad they was over there. And I think they beat some team that was just like it was just a bad team for the season. Mm-hmm. And then them niggas got to celebrate and then lost the next game.
It was like,
how you gonna celebrate beating one of the worst teams in the
league? It's like y'all celebrating beating the Lions, but then y'all lose to like the Rams next week.
Well, the Rams weren't bad neither. Though.
Like the Rams wasn't bad.
They had good defense.
No, they wasn't bad. They did. It's like there were highlights.
I just expected more from Cam.
Yeah, definitely.
Because, I don't know. Like I said, I didn't watch a lot of the New England or whatever like that. So he might have just not had a good squad or something like that. I don't know if it was him. But I know.
But they said they keeping him, and he gonna stay. So I'm like,
I mean, he might. This might maybe he getting used to this. This is his first year.
Yeah.
Let me fall back off my man's right quick.
That's what they said about, that's what they were saying about Tom Ass, but I'm like, I fucking
I'm done with Tom.
You know who else was, like, lackluster this season? Fucking Russell Wilson.
I don't know, man. See, they
I was just like,
huh?
Stay off of Sierra.
Sierra put out that level up.
Every time I hear she get pregnant. I think she's pregnant again.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm serious. I want to say I'm like 75% sure that I think that it was said that she was pregnant. I'm like, now, all right, now. I'm going to get these babies.
I mean, why not? Let me tease up. So I'm at work. Talking and everything. Coworker is like, oh, I got kids. Never have kids. I was like, why would I not have kids? I love kids. Whoop you, whoop this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, you know, talk went on. And I was like, I was feeling that I would still want to have kids. She's like, you want to bring kids in? The world's about to end. And I was like, whoa, bitch. Slow down. Didn't have nothing to tell me that they had just had a baby in August.
Oh.
So you just trying to stop everybody else from having babies.
I know a couple people who said that they wouldn't have kids because they didn't want to bring kids into this world.
But what is this world?
And I was like, you know, that's your decision. And if that's what you choose to do.
It was things that we had to do that my mama ain't had to do.
That's very true.
And things that my mama had to do that her mama ain't had to do. I mean, this is just another thing that, I mean, like, you know.
I also feel like you're judging this world off of how you see it and how you lived it and what you've done. But, I mean, I don't have kids.
You could potentially birth the thing that changed.
Exactly. You could do that. You could create the world that you want your kids living. So if you like, I don't want to bring my kids to this world, and your world is living in a hood, then don't bring kids into that. Move out of your city, out of your state, move to another country, get you a different job. Like, you can't.
I think she's talking about the overall, like, with COVID and all that shit. And
it's always going to be disease and death and famine and. It's a lot of shit that can't change, that won't change, that will change. And I think that's a narrow view of it like that. Now, if you have other reasons, like my uncle said he won't have kids because my grandma, his mother, she wouldn't be here to see them.
Uh-huh.
And that was his choice. And essentially, he got kids. He got us. He got his nieces. So, you know, in a sense, he has kids, but he don't have kids. And even though I was like, that's crazy, because I would love to see, I would think my uncle would be a great father. And I would love, you know, to have more cousins and stuff like that. But that's his choice. And then it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I still want kids. I was just telling my friend, like, if this shit don't happen before I get 40, then it's a wrap. Like, I love kids. I would like to have some. But after a certain while, it's like, I'm not trying to be 68 years old going to a high school graduation.
I thought about a doctor.
That's not what I'm trying to do. What you say,
Kyle? I had thought about adoption at one point.
Adoption is wonderful. Coming from somebody who has an adopted sister and a foster sister. Learning about that when I was younger, and that's a different type of, like, you're literally accepting somebody that you don't know as
do this
yours
shit every day.
That is true. And like, my sisters, they my fucking sisters. Can't nobody tell me otherwise. I don't give a fuck if, like, we all look like the damn rainbow, and I don't give a fuck, because those are my sisters.
I think it's easier to have that connection with a kid than it is an adult. Just off the simple fact that I feel like kids are more genuine. And if a kid don't like you.
There might be a reason why that kid don't like you.
Yeah, and they gonna be like, no, I don't fuck. I fucking don't like it here. As an adult, I know how to fake. You won't know. You sometimes you don't know. You won't even know if I like you or not unless I decide to show you that that side. You know, the kid's not gonna fake it. You hold your hands out to the kid and get like, nah. You be, your feelings be hurt than a motherfucker.
Hell yeah. They're like, come to me. And they be like, yeah. It's like, oh God.
I remember I had a streak with all of these. Like, I would go around and then, like, these girls would just start crying when they saw me. And I would just be like, why did these babies, like, crying every time they saw me? It hurt my feelings. Because I had my feelings hurt so bad. But then I was just like, you know, hey, you know, it is, man. It is what it is.
Like, with my niece, when, when my dad around and he like, come here. And she just be like, not for it. And I'm like, you can't. I'm like, all kids are not the same. She's not the kid where, you know, she just want like to grab her and like hold her. Like, that's not her. So when I'm around, I'm like, what's up? Yeah, I go on about my business. And then she come to me because I'm chilling. So now she wants to be around me because she know I'm not making a big deal about her. That I'm just chilling. Then next thing I know, here she is sitting on my lap. And my dad said, like, this don't even make no sense. I was like, that's because you're doing too much. And ba-bam, there it is. Baby whisperer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my niece, she's like similar to that. Mm-hmm. We was on did a Zoom call, and they was trying to. Everybody was trying to get her on the Zoom call, and I get on the Zoom call, and like, Uncle D on the Zoom call.
Uncle D,
and they were like, "What? I ain't got juice like that."
Yeah.
But that, you know, that is what we talking about.
We started talking about football, but. I need the Bears to get their shit together.
No, they never go get their shit
together. Shut up.
Since
I got
1985.
I got to never get have shit hope. Gotta have faith. Right, I could. It's a terrible toxic relationship.
Not, it's not the team, though. But it's already been discussed and it's already been talked about that.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's,
the team is decent.
Yeah. It's their guidance and direction. It's not.
Higher than the team.
It's not good. That's what the main issue is. It's like, just like you said with the Patriots, how they went and how they beat that lackluster ass team and then lost the following week. I'm like, the Bears' first wins was all pure fucking luck. Like, it was pure luck that them niggas beat the Buccaneers, because I was not expecting them niggas to beat Tom Brady.
But I'm just saying, like,
but then came back and y'all lost like 6 games in a row. Man. Like, what is y'all doing? Like, you want to pass the ball, don't want to run the ball, ain't got no type of offense.
I don't know who.
Defense is barely doing anything. Y'all are supposed to be monsters of the midway, not goddamn dust bunnies under the couch.
Cut it out. And I won't tolerate that.
I'm just saying.
Man, I'm just saying back.
Really?
Nah. I was listening to, Laugh Out Loud Radio. They had an Eddie Murphy delirious skit.
Mm-hmm.
That one he's talking about Stevie Wonder.
Oh my goodness.
Like, Stevie Wonder is a musical genius. Shut up.
Oh man. Yeah, but you know, sports.
Sports and other things. That's what the weed do.
It gave me, that shit gave me something to do, like, during goddamn quarantine. My ass probably watched damn near every football game that fucking aired this season.
All basketball, because basketball is tonight, so you gotta get your bets in.
Send me what you gonna put in.
I'm gonna go to the face.
Because my ass be like, yeah, I'm gonna do this. Because I had fucking 8 basketball parlays saved. Ask me how many I put in. None. Why? Because I fell asleep.
Wonderful. Get your rest.
Woke up at 9:00. Half the games was over. I'm like, son of a bitch. It was upsetting me. Oh, cousin, so I did what you did the other day when you was like, go to live betting, bet on everybody winning. I did that shit, cousin.
You made it?
No, because 2 of them niggas fucking lost.
Yeah, I did that too. But I was like, damn. I think I
blew the fuck out of me. Like, I was so mad. Fuck you, Orlando Magic. That was y'all asses. I can't remember the other team that lost. But I'm just like, because I hit every last one of them. You won this?
No, because...
Oh, God.
I'm going to put this down. We can talk about this. Because if I wasn't that...
Yo, I'm like, I'm going to quit this job. Nah. Oh, man. But yeah, so FanDuel, you want to sign up and bet on some sports.
Take my DM us.
Take my
code.
Listen, one person could get cousin code and somebody else could get my code. And then when you sign up, deposit $10, bet the $10, and we both get $50.
Cut it out.
You heard me? This was not sponsored by FanDuel.
But it will be sponsors if y'all please.
But we will definitely be your sponsors, you know, if you hook us up with some free swag.
Yeah, we're gonna have these FanDuel sweats.
FanDuel sweatshirts.
Alright. Man, what else we got?
Stuff. Oh no, before I'm about to die. That's not good. God damn it.
We record.
I don't know if I even want to subject the people to that foolishness.
No. Maybe later on. Maybe that's a subject for a different podcast.
Yeah, we'll talk about that on the anatomy podcast. So... On this week's segment of Boy Go to Hell. I know it's been a while since I did one of those. But it wasn't nothing too deep. But, you know, if you saw the inauguration, then of course you saw my forever First Lady, Michelle Obama, in that gorgeous fucking three-piece suit with the flips and the hair, the sew-in, fresh, everything fresh. Looking amazing. And I saw this meme that said that it called it said Michelle Cocoa Butter Obama. And I'm like, fucking Black Twitter, hilarious. But it said that that she broke the internet, and the only thing that was showing were her eyes because she had a mask on and covered up and everything. And then it was a whole thing about and you don't have to expose yourself to get recognition and acceptance and, you know, all that other shit. And I was just like, boy, go to hell. First of all, your beard don't connect and your face is ashy.
Oh, no.
First of all.
I didn't know it was going to start already. Who is we talking about?
It was just somebody who shared this on Facebook.
Oh, just a random guy?
Just a random guy who shared it on Facebook.
Random guy got
it. And I was just like, boy, go to hell. Because if I decided to sexualize myself and I want to go shake my ass and twerk on Twitter, OnlyFans, whatever, private Snapchat or do whatever, then that's my personal business. And I don't think any less of myself for doing it. Now, what you think of me is what you think of me. I don't give a fuck. I don't base my life or my decisions off of how other people feel or view me.
Can I jump in here?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna jump in here right quick. I'm gonna say is that, you know, everything ain't for everybody, and what may be right for some ain't right for others. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So I mean, like, you know, I like a girl who get dressed up from time to time, and I like a girl who naked from time to time. So it's, you know, you just gotta find your balance.
I think that while I 100% believe that we do and we should, and I know that there are more positive images of Black women, because on TV and in movies and TV shows, we're always shown a certain type of way. I believe that. I believe there should be more images, you know, shown of us, you know, as doctors, lawyers, businesswomen, you know, doing whatever. I understand that. But it is not my job to raise your children. So whatever you put in front of your kids or what you allow them to consume, that's your own doing. If you only allow your kids to just watch Ratchet TV, you know, all the goddamn hip hops of Atlanta and
because a video is a video, but if you listen to an interview or anything else, I seen Cardi B doing a TV show and she dressed like Cardi, but I was like, yo, she put together, she ain't acting how she was doing in the video. She not half dressed like doing like she not WAP in a fucking TV show. You know what I'm saying? I like, there's a time and place. So if you only showing your kids that Cardi B as a whole is bad and this is what it is, then you missing out on a whole nother situation of how she hold herself, because that was just a video for a topic, for one situation. Whereas I'm like, yo, man.
I agree.
Man, stop being, I just feel like everybody's so tight, man. Really? Relax. Fuck, man.
But the whole him going to hit, boy, shut the fuck up, was, you know,
he's silly.
He like, it's one of them, you know, them hotepery ideas, like,
I don't know, man.
This is what women are supposed to do and how they're like supposed to act.
I like what.
Okay.
Shorty walk down the street right now and she ain't got no clothes on. I'm gonna look. I'm like, Shorty ain't got no clothes on. Her butt hanging out the back of them short shorts. Shit, that's my. They got the high waisted pants. Look, if Shorty look good.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Was he saying that because she was covered up? That's like you saw she wasn't out there like with her ass hanging out. I'm just looking at him like, yo, man, that's not. Yo, every day.
Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama does not dress. She doesn't dress in that way. Like, she doesn't do those things.
She older than us.
Right. Michelle Obama just made fucking 55 years old.
Man, you don't want no 55 old, yo, dressing like Cardi?
Maybe. But right. But I'm like,
if she did, my mama can't wear no leggings.
Boy, shut up. Listen, my mom about to get her body done, and we about to be bad bitches. Them little girls about to take over the world. That's what I'm gonna say. But I read that this morning, and I wanted to type out a long ass Facebook post, and then I just said nope. I just laughed at the people who already commented, who said things that I wanted to say, because I'm like, boy, shut the fuck up. Don't look the part to make demands like that. Like, you can't be looking like you standing on fucking 79th Street.
Don't do that.
And then gonna try to demand what you want your woman to look like when you look like this. When you look like all your ass eat is fucking gyro sandwiches with extra sauce and no onions.
Don't do that.
So no, you don't get to make those demands.
Turn them loose.
That's all I'm saying.
Look. Man, you gotta be careful on Facebook.
You do.
You can't say nothing.
Nope.
I don't say nothing. I just come in, I be looking.
Your ass change your face, your profile picture like every 6 months.
Nah, it's got
you cycle, you cycle through your babies. Your nephews and niece.
I be like, I look in the room, I be like, ooh man, some fucked up shit going on in here. And I dip out. Y'all ain't on there.
No, you know I'm there.
Oh yeah. I know you there and I ain't even in there. I can hear it outside there. Outside the Facebook. And you know your cousin in there doing
it. I know.
Oh, you get out that house.
Oh my goodness. But yeah, that was my boy. I don't
be on there on Facebook to be listening to all of the foolishness. I know it's some foolishness out there. Stop being foolish. Be ignorant. What Jerry, you say? He does it.
No. Take care of yourself
and
each other. Oh my God.
It's cool, man. Relax.
I can't stand it.
Right past them cheese, goddamn cheese puffs. I can't.
No, give me some goddamn Cheeto Paws. I feel like a kid.
Do they still make those?
I think they do, like, special. I think they come out with them sometimes.
You know, if I go to Taco Bell, which is rare, I have to get some Cinna Twist. That's my shit. That's what make me feel like a kid. Boy, them Cinna Twist. Because
give me, I could eat, take a container of fucking cheese balls. Mm-mm. And have fucking cheese dust all over my face. See, when we used to go to the laundromat, me and Noya, we had laundromat snacks. So when we went to go get like the washer powder and shit, we just get our snacks while we're there. So we gotta go to the vending machine. And my ass used to buy a canister of cheese balls. Uh-uh. That's what I wanted to eat, was cheese balls.
I can only remember the last time I went to the laundromat with my mom. Uh-huh. Let me tell you why. I took my Megazord to the laundromat.
How you had a field day.
Where I was playing with it. Because I had them. Because it could come apart. Oh. So I had all of them. I had the Tyrannosaurus. All of them. I was on the table. My mom would go late because we would go after she got off work. So there was nobody there. I had the whole table to myself.
Right.
Time to go. I left the Pink Ranger at the laundry.
Oh no!
That's got the emblem on it. So yeah. Now just got Tyrannosaurus on. And the chest is just not right no more.
Oh no!
They don't sell just a regular Pink Ranger. Bird pterodactyl put on the chest.
Damn,
that's the only trip to the laundromat I remember from when I was a kid. When I lost the Pink Ranger.
Damn, I hate the laundromat. I hated the laundromat. And here's the thing. Growing up, staying with my mom, we had a washing machine and dryer in our apartment. So I didn't go to the laundromat for the first time until I was probably like 9. And that was my, because we always had a washing machine and dryer. But then the apartment we were staying in, I don't know if the washing machine broke or what happened. But we had to start going to the laundromat. And I'm just like, oh, I fucking hate this. It was me, my three sisters, my mama washing like 3,000 bags of goddamn clothes. It's hella clothes. And that shit took my whole day. It's like, my whole day is gone because we got to get the dirty clothes together first. So we working before we even leave the house. Then we had to take most of the time we took a cab, but a couple times we had to take the bus. Luckily it was only one. Had to take that to the laundromat. Then we had to wash. And I'm sitting there waiting for the shit to wash the laundry. I can't play my game. I can't go outside and play with my friends.
She ain't had no makers or what.
So we just sit in the laundromat. And I don't even know what the fuck we did.
This is before smartphones.
This is way before smartphones. This is before the internet.
You had to have some paper and pencil.
Paper and pencil. Like do my homework.
Oh my God. It was so bad. I'm so sorry. I take all of this for granted.
Yes.
My word.
Cousin.
There was nothing to do nowhere.
There was nothing.
Man, you used to play games with your hands.
You had to play.
The kids don't know nothing about playing the games with their hands.
I had to do what? With my hands, what do I put in them?
This nothing. Is called thumb wrestling. Get your ass out of here.
Yeah, you have an arm wrestling? Like, you ever get the fuck out of my face?
Right, like, I'm what? Trying to check my Facebook.
Hey, let's arm wrestle. What?
I can't believe we ain't never had this. Oh, man, I came back.
Oh man.
Ooh, that's the season I'll put my ass, you know what? I always had my toys. Now I always had an action figure on me. Until the day, let me tell you the story. Uh-huh. I didn't have an action figure on me and I was an adult. And I had we had this little porno book that was
Lord have
go
mercy.
Through the hood.
Not through the hood.
Hey man.
Look, we had to do what you had to do.
Man.
We had to
share it because all of us found it. We was walking home from school.
That's crazy.
And like, no. Yo, you can't just have it at your house. No. We wanted to.
Like, we was all there.
Oh, we so thirsty.
It's okay. We did the same thing in middle school with books, though. Oh, see, we had. See,
like the sister with the traveling pants?
Yeah, but it was like, you know, those.
The babysitter club.
It was the adult books.
Y'all nasty.
We were. But see, ours just didn't have pictures in it, so it was easier for us.
Y'all boring.
Can you imagine? You stumble upon a bunch of seventh grade girls with pictures of dicks.
Oh my
fucking school would have shut down.
I don't believe this.
What are y'all imagine being a parent, get a phone call, saying that your daughter.
Low key,
ooh, Lord.
That is now.
Yeah.
So your old ass just didn't have pictures of dicks, but it's pictures of dicks now.
It is, but I'm saying, like, you know, there was the girl in our class. Yeah, she was like, oh, my God. And we reading this book. Now, this is how our asses
got... Like 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah. This is how our asses got caught. Because we done bought the book. They done bought the book to Jim.
Stupid. That's the pages is going to get moist.
Shut up.
Ew. The air in there is...
Boy, shut up. And we sitting there, and the teacher talking. We waiting to figure out, like, our activities or whatever for Jim. And you see this book, and it's just being passed around. And then take this book, and he read, like, the first three lines.
Oh, no. The teacher?
Yeah.
Out loud?
No, he just took it and read it to see what it was. And it was like, oh, no. So he tells our actual classroom teacher, and I teach she's a white lady. And I tell you, her face turned as red as Rudolph's nose. Mm. She was like, oh my God. That shit went in her desk, locked.
She gonna read it later.
We knew she was reading it. We don't know. You know how we knew she was reading it? Because then all her teacher friends is coming to class. And it was like, you never come to our classroom. Why are you in our classroom? Oh, now y'all nasty bitches is reading the book. See there? Shameful. But I don't even.
Did they give y'all the book back?
No, the book was never returned. But nobody got in trouble.
Who was the teacher?
Oh, my seventh grade teacher.
Yeah,
Miss Goldberg.
Is she on Facebook?
Julie don't go on Facebook. I used to.
Did you ask her what happened to your book?
But no, it wasn't my book.
Did
I didn't ask her. No, it was
ask her about the book.
Well, shut.
Where's my book, Maisha?
Back in 97.
My sister took my pocket knife to school.
Oh, Lord.
Look, gangster. I don't know what business. I don't know what business. She never said what business she had.
Y'all
she
must
going
have
for.
Had metal detectors.
No, we ain't had no metal detectors. We lived in the fucking country.
We did not. So we had no
metal detectors. No, she was going to put in work. I don't know who she was going. They caught her before she could do it. Like in prison. I was going to fuck you up. They caught her ass at the gate. The principal took the pocket knife.
Okay.
We all graduated.
Right.
Daphne, we going back to the school.
Right.
And big Daphne up for the last time. I go to the thing. The principal is still the principal.
Right.
Remembers me from when I was a kid there.
Right.
I'm like, yo, Mr. Do you still got the pocket knife that you took from Aisha all these minutes ago? He went in his desk. He was like, oh, went through the desk.
Uh-huh.
Pulled out this pocket knife. The very one.
That is hilarious.
And was like, here you go. I was like, you kept it all these years. They're like, you shouldn't have had it in school.
Teachers don't clean their desk out.
They didn't get fired.
Right. But that was the thing, like, she took the book, but nobody got in trouble. Because it's like, shit we wasn't supposed to have. Like, so nobody got in trouble. And I'm like, I don't know if the girl got her book back tonight. At that time, I didn't care, because then I go home and read my mom's shit.
No, I ain't never get in trouble like that. No, as a matter of fact, let me take it back. I had a cap gun. The one that you get out of, like, 25-cent machine.
Yeah.
But this white bitch teacher.
Damn.
Said that she smelled smoke coming from this toy gun.
Boy, what?
And I got suspended the last 2 days of school.
She smells smoke coming from a cap gun?
This is a 25-cent, you twist the little thing. Ain't no smoke coming out this gun.
That thing ain't even got no metal in it.
It was metal.
Oh, it was metal. Oh, okay.
It just looked like a gun. Yeah. It was just like, you was a toy. Like, you were hanging off your keychain or whatever like that. We was fascinated. We was kids. The fuck up in
and she said she smelled smoke because she tried to get your ass killed.
And let me tell you the dirty part. My homie was like, he was supposed to come to the crib and get it from me,
mm-hmm.
right? So he didn't make it to the crib or whatever like that. He called me the next. He called me and like, yo, bring it to school. I'm gonna get to whoop de whoop. So I brought it, gave it to him.
Right.
He got caught with it.
Okay.
They called me to the principal's office. He in the principal's office like, that's his.
Oh, damn. He sold your ass out.
I said, bro, I gave this to you. You said you wanted this. This is yours. I gave this to you. And he was like, nah, I ain't want it. Let me remind you, I known this nigga since we was kids.
Wow. Well, did you fight him?
I wanted to.
You should have fought him right now.
I wanted to. I ain't never see this nigga again. The Lord just always take these niggas away from me. They do stupid stuff, and then I get in trouble, and I'll be like, where are they at? And they're never there.
And witness protection.
I'll be like, well, it's on site. If I ever see these niggas, I will never see these niggas. I promise. If it's over, for the folks that it's on site for, the Lord is protecting y'all. I swear.
I used to have somebody that was like on site like that. It was this one girl, and it was gonna be on site. Like after that one time, so I saw this bitch at my job, walked into my store, and as soon as she walked in, she saw me and I saw her, and I went straight to the back. I went to the back and told my manager, I just started this job. I was working at Bath and Body Works, and I loved my job because I got a discount on all the smell goods. And I'm talking about, I've only had this job for like two and a half weeks now. Mm-hmm. And I walked in the back, and the manager, she was like, what's wrong? Everything okay? I said, yeah, remember that girl I told you about that I was finna fight? She like, I said, yeah, she just walked in. And she was like, oh, okay, well, let me go out here. And she came back and she was like, oh, yeah, well, they wanted job applications. And she gave them to them. And I was like, okay. And by the time they left, and I guess they was going around the mall just, you know, taking job applications or whatever. So they came back to drop it off, and now we both standing out there. So she hands it to my manager and then walks out. And my manager turns around and throw that shit straight in the garbage. And I was just like, damn, man. I didn't know you was going to do that. But she was like, no, they fuck with you. What the fuck they going to work here for? I'm like, oh. No
friction on the.
I'm like, oh, okay. They was like, we like you. We don't fucking know them. Yeah. I'm like, okay. That's cool. And I just always hoped that never just came back to bite me in my ass. Mm. Like, that karma came back. But I was
that,
like.
That wasn't yours.
But I'm like, if it did, I'm like, no, nah, fuck that girl.
I will fight her. And then the manager was like, no.
Yeah.
No, we ain't going to do that.
But yeah, that was that one girl. I was just like, I'm like, now, she was at the mall for like 2 days in a row. I'm like, listen, now, here, this is what we're not finna do.
You should took a break on her ass.
I should have, but you know what? I left it alone. I was like, I was trying so hard not to be as angry as I was. I had so much anger issues back then, but,
they still there.
They are. Oh, they. I never said they went away. You know, you just learn how to cohabitate. Like, I'm always angry.
Because, you remember the scene in Jurassic Park? Yeah, well, in the scene in every movie where it go to shit?
Yeah.
That's what it's like inside my body. And that's what I have to contain. Y'all don't get to see that part. On the inside, when I close my eyes, it's going crazy, cousin.
It is a fight. It's like that scene at the end of Immortals when he's looking up at the sky. It's like, oh, it's beautiful. And then as you get closely, you realize there's a whole ass war going on.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Cousin, I'm going to draw it for you one day.
Oh, cool. Now, cousin said my brain is painted in nightmare colors.
Nightmare colors.
Some of y'all know what those nightmare colors are. Some of y'all don't. And you never will.
Oh, well, I heard.
Okay.
Trey Songz.
Okay.
Got in a fight. Okay. At the Chiefs game, our Chiefs situation.
What?
And beat up two cops.
Trey Songz, Trigger.
I heard he was handling the motherfuckers. Oh. Had one of them in the chokehold.
Wait a minute. I got to look this up. Yeah, I gotta type this shit in on YouTube.
I heard it's a video.
Oh, let's see, guys. Oh, this is a first for the podcast. Trey
That is Arrested.
Songs, oh, Arrested. Trey Songz arrested for fighting police officer 5 hours ago.
Man.
Oh, he got video. He's at the Chiefs game. Man. Oh my goodness. There's an officer.
He got the high ground.
He do. He got this nigga in a chokehold. And he got him in a chokehold. And dragging this nigga across these seats.
And they said it. I think it's another video where he was like he was piecing two officers up.
Oh. This nigga Trey Songz just chilling at the football game, and now he fighting goddamn police. Oh.
He on DDT his ass. He hit this nigga with the Jake the Snake.
He gave this nigga a twist of fate. Wow. This is crazy.
It's on YouTube. You can check it out.
Yes. All we did was type in Trey Songz arrested.
If TMZ got it, then that mean anybody can have it.
Right. You know, TMZ that was first.
I need some sheriffs.
Okay, this is the sheriff. And you got the security, stadium security. Damn. This is crazy. And Trey Songz is getting arrested.
Hey, he didn't do nothing wrong.
Somebody seen. We got the people recording said the train ain't do nothing wrong. Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
This is crazy.
What if he dipped off on it? I hit the steps on you niggas.
Who are you? Who I'm about to dive? That's what he did when he grabbed that goddamn officer.
Crazy.
He said about to dive in.
He had that nigga in his headlock. He hit that nigga with
I'm gonna have to go catch up. I'm gonna have to get some more news on this.
Yeah, I heard that today. I was listening to the radio.
That's crazy. Yeah, I got to look into some more of that. Damn. I would punch somebody in the face and put their nose to the back of their head.
Cut it out.
You know, at the Buccaneers game, the game before this one, and Tom Brady went to go high-five the referee, and they said no. Like Tom you. Brady still can't get high-five. That shit funny. But, the time you have to cut it because cousin got to go to bed. You got to go to work tonight.
Bring the money in.
Got to bring the brownies. Step one is always
get the brownies.
So this will be it for this week's episode of Cousin Time Podcast. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends and tell their friends and your family and the people you work with, other black people. People who know us, people who don't know us. We have an email. Y'all niggas ain't been emailing us, but send us your emails for questions, anything at cousintimepodcast@gmail.com. This will be posted in like a little bit, so be on the lookout.
Gangs.
And
this is he cousin.
And this is she cousin.
And we've been your cousins for this evening.
Okay, I don't really know if we. I'm just gonna go ahead and cut this. Bye.